School Activities Director Mike Bronner gave an extensive presentation to the school board this month. A committee of principals, teachers, parents, and a coach has been meeting to address a broad range of questions and concerns about the athletic program. They focused on travel and fundraising issues. Bronner said they agreed that academics always come first.
Activities and athletics is a vital part of our school program. However, we always want to support and hold academics out front. The athletics and activity program then should be supportive of and not be something that cuts into the academics of a student. We want to always be sure that the things we're doing is going to promote academics.
Along those lines, the committee is recommending the board just fund participation in the events that directly determine the seeding of a team at the regional level. That would leave out some of the other events that many teams take part in, for instance, the Juno Jive Invitational Volleyball Tournament or the Anchorage Christian School Wrestling Tournament. Bronner said the committee recognized that these extra events are important to the quality of the athletic programs.
However, when it comes to the funding and comes to recognizing that there is a price that's associated with teachers being away from classrooms, and while that they're gone, you're supporting the substitutes who come in, you are the other students who are still at school while that those teachers are gone, that there's an impact on that. So we really wanted to separate that out from those events that goes towards regional competition.
The committee was not unanimous in this recommendation, according to Bronner.
There were a couple who that stated that there were particular competitions that teams were accustomed to taking, which would be outside of what this recommendation is, that they still would like to see teams take part in. But then still the rest of the committee said, you know, really we see that it would be better to just support these others. While that it's good for the team, but you know, don't really see that as being part of what that we're asking that the board fund.
Board President Gene Ellis said the non-conference trips were a concern she noticed in responses to the committee's recent survey about the athletic program.
It seemed to me like from the parents of the number of these events that are happening that they feel their students are kind of semi-required to be part of it, if they're part of the sport, that might overlap their desires to do family things or other activities, and also cause them to have to spend money that they might not want to. So it seems to be, I read that quite a few times in the comments.
Another committee suggestion was forming a high school booster club.
And what its function would be to support the state travel of teams who, as they qualified to go to state, to have some mechanism there that helped to collect and support the fundraising efforts of students to a much greater extent than what's presently taking place, so that students could offset those costs and families could help offset those costs as students participate or qualify to participate to go on to state.
According to Bronner, 138 people, mainly parents, responded to the activities survey. Overall, he said the large majority of respondents thought the programs were fine as they are.
That makes us feel pretty good that we're doing a good job. Perception is that there, you know, no major changes are needed. Things are moving in a way that they're pleased with. Several did emphasize, though, that they would like to see emphasis in academics.
Bronner said the school was trying to do that by supporting the geography and spelling bee competitions, as well as reestablishing the drama, debate, and forensics team. Bronner said a majority of respondents also supported an increase in the high school activity fee to over $80. He said there was also support for the idea of a booster club, along with questions about how the money from that club would be used and whether the club would be in addition to current fundraising efforts. Bronner said there was a large amount of support to limit the number of days a student spends out of school for an activity trip, ideally no more than 3 days.
We know we can't always limit that to 3 days, but that would be our target that we would try to. You know, there are some situations where that it's the price, you're just price inhibitive in trying to maybe add in a flight in one direction.
Well, and one of the things I noticed in the comments was several people commented that, you know, that they generally agreed with the idea of limiting the number of days out of school, but they didn't want us to come with a rigid number that we couldn't, you know, that we had to have flexibility.
Sure, you have to look at you have to have your calculator in hand when you're looking at those things.
Some board members seem supportive of the committee recommendations on limiting trips. Aside from the potential for saving money, Randy Lantine emphasized the value of having coaches who are also teachers spend less time on the road.
The value on having the teacher in the classroom is kind of an unknown factor, especially through a season.
Sure.
When, you know, we're getting not spotty coverage, the teacher's coming in, doing their job, being professional, but then they're gone, you know, and they're trying to move through a lesson plan mm-hmm. through the year, and they're missing steps in this process.
Right.
You know, I think there's a lot of value, not monetary there, but just teacher time one-on-one with those students that we're missing.
The board did not move to make any policy changes Tuesday. Member Jim Schwartz still wanted to hear more from coaches who are more experienced in Alaska School Athletic Association rules and the complications of travel in Southeast.
Ferries and airplanes
Man.
Determine what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what you're saying, if you're going to have 3 days, you don't go to that activity if you can't do it in 3 days? Well, that's an ASA-endorsed event,
right.
We're required to go, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing that's sort of, I think, also, and in my mind, coaches that have a better experience about being able to sort their way through the tickling question, you know, the difficult questions of saying, well, when is it going to work?
Another issue to consider, according to Activities Director Bronner, is the value of athletics as an incentive for academic performance.
When I say to a kid, if you've got two D's, you're not going to get to go and compete in this. If what I'm saying this is if it's not a quality program, they're probably going to shrug their shoulders, or the likelihood increases that they'll say, well, I don't really care if I compete or not. It's not that good anyway. So, but if it's a quality program, then they're going to want to be a part of that.
So Bronner emphasized the district needed to continue to support its coaches and not jeopardize the quality of the program as it considers changes. The board took no formal action but directed Bronner to continue working on an updated activities handbook using the survey and committee input. The board would still need to approve any proposed changes before the next school year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.